All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the It's a Vibe podcast. You got myself, Julian Playboy, and the Prophet Hussein.
What's up?
Going on, my guy? I'm happy. I'm excited about this debut show that we got going on.
Yeah, man.
Very excited. Very excited, dude.
Sleeper Wire fans should be excited. It's a Vibe fan.
Everybody
should be excited. Everybody around the world should be excited.
Let me be clear too. This is a Sleeper Wire presents. Sleeper Wire presents. It's a Vibe podcast.
It's a Vibe. Yes, sir. We got a great show. Don't you?
Yeah. No, it's gonna be super dope. So we on this show at least want to mention, obviously. So we're gonna be like a music/sports, entertainment, drama, current events, like talk a little bit, dating maybe, all in one. Maybe. I mean, we might not touch everything on every show, but
maybe.
Maybe we gonna do our best to touch a little bit, and we kind of just want to cover sports drama, hip-hop, football, fantasy football, sports, entertainment, current events. And we definitely want to end the show on like final thoughts of the day, whether it's something that irked us all week or something or maybe somebody we want to shout out for all they've done.
I'm feeling very passionate about something in particular, but I'll save it. Because I'm feeling very passionate about it, but I'll save it. You're right.
Write it down.
All right. Hold it in.
So, I did have an idea for the show to kind of like come out strong and like freestyle 6 to 12 bars, but we'll see. It's not happening today. I was not ready. I'm not prepared for that right
you
now.
You didn't have the juice. You didn't have the.
I ain't having the juice.
You didn't have the proper tunes. The inspirational music.
We're still setting up. As far as a podcast, we're still a bit setting up. But we're gonna come with the heat. And definitely something to enjoy listening to and entertain you guys. So, that being said, Hoos, why don't you guys kick back? Just kick back and just enjoy about it. So we gonna run into some sports stuff. I did want to talk about real quick, and it's just me real quick, Hoos. Baseball, real quick. I know it's the most boring sport. Nobody wants to talk about it, but I just want to shout out to my Mets.
Hey, there's Mets. A lot of fans that love.
Let's go Mets!
Baseball. That's all I'm gonna say. There's some people out there that watch it, and they think it's an entertaining, awesome event that they have to show up to and bring their kids to because it's an awesome event. It's just kind of boring for me. For me, I'm not saying that it's not. Max would probably throw a stone at me if he saw me talking bad about it. Maybe even Steve. Maybe he's got some snark remarks as he's producing the show. But hey, these are our own personal opinions, right? We love it. We're still gonna cover it for you guys, though.
It's a cool spot.
But what's going on with Stanton right now, though? I mean, hey, Yankee fans, what's going on?
Sue.
I'm sorry. Baseball, I don't mean to throw shade this early.
Baseball is at least a spot for the wife and kids, though.
Put your hat on.
Maybe your girl. Maybe you bring your girl to the game. You know, it's a good time.
It's an American pastime, man. We can't disrespect baseball. Baseball is it. Just right now, we're faster paced things. Even soccer's probably got a lead over baseball. No, in the world stage, right? I mean, it's football. It's the other football. That we don't even talk about. Because
dude, we don't
you guys, the listeners, don't care about that. But we're gonna cover for everything.
Look, I mean, if there's anything else you want us to really say, I just want to shout out the Mets. It's really all. We can move on.
Yeah, shout out to the Mets. Please.
12-2 as we record on April 18th at 8:09 p.m. 12-2. We doing pretty good. I think we actually just lost. We could be 12-3, but it's all good. I mean, we never done this. we never had a start like this ever. So I'm hella excited. We can go. We can go to hockey, another game nobody likes to really see, but it is the playoffs, right? I mean, maybe we could talk about it. I don't really watch it. Who's that? You got anything to say about hockey?
Well, I mean, you know what? I love going to hockey games. Okay. I go with my son. You know, I really got into it late in, you know, and I don't know, in my career and in my life. I got into it late watching hockey. It's super fun. It's kind of like a mix between basketball to me and, like, I mean, not basketball, but it's got that basketball football vibe where, you know, they're crossing guys up, you know, with the stick, you know, the hockey stick, they're passing out, they're hitting guys hard. It's football. It's super exciting. Like, if you're there and watching, if you've never seen a hockey game live, dude, you're gonna cool. Just
I've been to one.
It's super exciting.
I've been to one. Yeah.
Good people. I've been to Rangers games, man. I've been to Rangers games here in South Florida. Man, we are the sixth borough. I don't know if you know that, Julian, but we are the sixth borough here in Florida. And the sixth borough, what that means is we are representing New York heavy. We're representing New York very, very, very heavy. We got enough people here that gravitate here from New York to Florida. And that's all I heard. The sixth borough! The sixth borough! I've heard that just yelled from all the hockey fans, and I didn't even know that was a thing until I went to a hockey game and had Rangers fans yelling in my ear, "The Sixth Borough!" Dude, right. The Sixth Borough is my Wi-Fi. Like that, like when you come over to my area, Cold Spring, Sixth Borough, that's me. We here, we lit.
Oh, they loud. They loud. They try to represent, but you see, like, a lot of them is from New York, so that's why they do Sixth Borough.
Right, we're just
a so, yeah. But it's super dope. I mean, I've been to a hockey game once, and I didn't see no fight. That's probably the most upsetting part of it. But everything else was cool.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I really do like about hockey is that, like, you have beef with somebody, you settle that shit. Settling it right there.
You settle that shit right there. Like, dude, man, I'm fucking you up. We fighting right now. Like, just in case you guys like didn't know, other, you know, we curse on this show. Fuck that.
Any other sport, you can't do that. It's, like, frowned upon. You can't do that. So, hockey is cool in that sense.
So, do you have actual news to talk about hockey, or did you just want to talk about hockey?
I don't watch hockey, man. All right, so anyway, we're gonna go on to the. Is there any quick football news? I know you wanted to. Is there? You want to mention the draft at all? Do you want to? Is there anything?
Well, yeah. I mean, the draft is like what, 10 days away. I mean, there's so much football news. But you guys know we put out a Sleeper Wire show. You can go to sleeperwire.com, and you can check out the latest show that we're gonna have out with Marcus Grant. It's out right now. Actually, he's actually featured on our show as well. A little bit of a spoiler, but yeah, he's going to be talking tons of football stuff. We're talking on there as well. We touch on it, but yeah, I mean, Le'Veon Bell didn't report to Steelers practice stuff again. I don't know why these guys don't show up to offseason programs. Like, it never works. Like, what they're attaining to do, like, pay me, it never works. Le'Veon Bell did this last year. All it did was hurt him. He was bad for, like, 2 games. Not bad, but he wasn't Le'Veon Bell, you know, and it's like, at least Odell's doing the right thing. He said he was gonna maybe do this, and he's like, you know what, I can't afford this, they're not paying me the money, let me just show up and get my ass on the field and get my bread, right?
Like all these players, they're just trying to prove a point. They're just trying to say, like, look, I don't give a fuck about you, you know, like, if you don't care about me, I'm gonna show you how I feel too. I know he's mentioned that he might, you know, try to go play for another team, but, you know, I don't think that's gonna happen. They're gonna come to terms eventually. I'm sure Antonio's gonna talk to him. But you know, Le'Veon's also trying to get a rap career. He's probably looking at that.
He got that high five. Maybe he's gonna be on your sleeper list on your fantasy football teams. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. On your sleeper team, I don't know. I mean, Dez too. I mean, what do you think about the Dez news? I mean, I heard that Raven basically offered the dude a lifetime of free crab cakes, and he's considering that very heavily.
Dez Bryant?
Dez Bryant.
Jesus Christ. That's what's going to get him.
Oof. I mean, we got hot dogs here in New York, right? I mean, yeah, man, you know, pizza, we talked about that too.
They got pizza.
Dope ass pizza. We got dope pizza. We got some dope sneaker stores out here. You know, Dez, I don't know if you into Kicks. You know, some good resale value on Kicks though too. So I mean, hey, there's a lot of different things, you know, that he might want to come to New York for. You know, so
he's gonna wanna grab some boots, and a big jacket, because that's not where he coming from the heat. So he's coming from Texas. He's not gonna be used to it. But yeah. I do think though, in all seriousness, I do think Giants is probably where he's gonna land.
I can see it. They gotta let go of Marshall though.
Just for the drama effect, like he's gonna they see the Cowboys twice a year. I think he's gonna wanna have some revenge.
Man, hey, what do you think about this news? I mean, it's rumor central rumor season. We just read earlier today that Tom Brady didn't report to practice. Is he gonna retire? I don't know. I don't buy any of this crap. I think he's hanging out with Giselle. No, I don't. I really don't. I know they're making a story out of this, but you know, and they're you know, Kirk, you know, at Kirkman on Twitter, he also reported that Gronk will be traded for the start of the 2018 season. So I mean, a lot of people were saying, "Oh, this is alludes to this, this alludes to that." Brady's gonna be back, right? I mean, Brady is Brady. He just wants to hang out with Giselle a little bit longer.
He's just doing a veteran move.
You know, it was off season.
He's doing a veteran move. That's all it is.
The guy wants to get his paper. You know, the guy wants to get paid. He's going to have to do little things like this to just let the team know. I mean, there were a time where we were really thinking that they were just going to split up because Belichick and Kraft and Brady, all these guys were not on the same page at one point. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibilities, but at the same time, it's just for them to be talking about this, I think this is non-noise just because I don't really see the team actually leaking stuff like this. So even if there is some relevance to this, I don't know. Somebody may have, maybe have to kind of get it right, but I don't know if it's a right thing. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. They're going to figure it out. And he's going to play. So, I mean, this guy thinks he can play till, what, 45, 50 years old? So
I don't know about it anymore.
He's not calling retirement. And he's not going to play for another team. If it came down to him playing for another team, he'd retire. But anyway, man, let's go on to basketball. Or unless you have something else to quickly talk about football.
No, I mean, well, the Chiefs was big about Spencer Ware PCL MCL health on Monday. So I mean, kudos to Kareem Hunt owners that are gonna keep him. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that he's gonna have a nice role, you know, unless he regresses and it's just something we don't see. Sophomore slump, these things happen. Also, Aaron Donald is not expected to show. Another one of the guys is holding out, hoping that this is going to work out. This holdout thing is going to work out. I don't see it working out for any of these guys. But hey, you know, like I hope it does for one of these guys because I feel like they do it all the time. They hold out and they never get paid, and all it does is hurt them. Right. So I'm hoping Aaron Donald does get paid. I mean, it sucks for Dominique Asu to get paid and he doesn't, you know, like I'm not upset at him holding out, you know, a second season after this. I mean, like, just pay the guy, you know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. And honestly, they're gonna pay up. It's just, you know, sometimes these players got to make some moves like these and he deserves it. So they're gonna pay him. They're not gonna let him go. I think they'll come down to some settlement, like, you know, most settlements go. So, if there's any other, I mean, obviously we got the draft coming up. I'm very excited for my Jets. Shout out to my New York Jets. All right, I know. I don't even care how many. Like, it hurt me. It hurt me when I found out all the picks that we gave to the Colts.
Right.
It hurt. Like, it.
Chris was just rubbing that in your face a little bit too.
It's all good though because I, honestly, this is the most moves the Jets have ever made in the offseason.
Right. At least they're active.
It just shows. Look, I mean, and it could be out of just because McCagnan and Bowles feel like their jobs on in jeopardy. I don't even care. This is the most
moves we've ever done.
Right. You know, and I think it really has us Jets fans really excited for that. Right. So, you know, it's all right. really
enough about irrelevant teams, and you know, we're gonna talk about some real news. I mean, right now we got the playoffs. We're not talking about practice, man. We talk about games. We talk about the playoffs. I mean, and these playoffs are probably some of the most exciting. These NBA playoffs, of course, probably some of the most exciting playoffs I feel like I've watched in some time, just because it's not the most exciting team. Like, oh my God, this team's against this team. It's just you don't know what's going to happen in these playoffs. There's so many young teams that can come out and just ruin a veteran team spirit and, you know, on where they're going to go in legacy. This is one of those years that we might see a new Golden State come out of the East, you know, via the Sixers or something like that. And even the,
Celtics.
Yeah, I really love them a lot. They don't even have Joel Embiid right now. And they're still...
We're gonna go about some of the games that's happening right now. We're gonna talk a little bit about that. I know. All right. So as of right now, at this very moment, April 18th, 9:07, Cavs are playing. And I'm only repeating the date because I think we're going to post this on Friday. We'll see what happens. But as of right now, Cavs are up 83-76 in the fourth with 8 minutes to go. The Cavs are down one. They lost the first game, which I think actually also been reported that
LeBron's it's the first loss.
Yeah. It's LeBron's first loss
in the first round.
In I don't know how many years.
In the first round, yeah.
Is it ever or just a number of years?
I think the last time he lost might have been to like the Spurs or something. Not the Spurs, sorry. Was like when he was like on the Cavs. Back when he was on the Cavs and I think David put it down game.
Which is insane. Quite a time which is insane. I mean, I personally give a lot of flack to LeBron. I'll admit it. To the people that know me, I'm a little LeBron hater, but it's cool. Like, he'll never be better than Jordan. Is all I'm gonna say. But being said though, the Cavs are up right now. Real quick, you don't have to go into any detail. But if they lost this game, right, 0-2, how do you feel about their chances?
I still wouldn't count them out. I mean, it's the Cavs. Right. It's the Pacers. And sorry, Chris, you know, I actually would like to see the Pacers pull it out. Just because I would like to see something different. But at the same time, this would be bad for basketball, right? I mean, this would be really bad for basketball. If LeBron James, the face of the NBA, possibly the MVP of this year. He's not going to be the MVP. James Harden is going to be MVP. But he's arguably the MVP this year every year. You can give him MVP every year if you wanted to. You could. You just could. He's the best player.
He could.
So
he
for
could.
Him to lose in the first round of the playoffs, this is like Carmelo-esque. You got Kevin Love. You got Korver. This is a team he built. He wanted this team around. LeBron wants all the smoke. He wants all the smoke. He does not care, man. He wants to beat Jordan. And the only way he's going to beat Jordan is if he beats him with a lesser team that Jordan had. Nobody gives Jordan the credit. I mean, not credit. Everybody kind of downgrades the team that Jordan had. He had Pippen. He had Robin. He had a stellar team. He had one of the best teams. Also, Jordan was Defensive Player of the Year. LeBron never got that. You know, I'm not going into Jordan debate exactly. But it's kind of hard not to go into it when I mean, and not for nothing. Jordan did lose in the first round too. It's not that he hasn't. He has lost in the first round. People like to omit that. You know, but at the same time, he doesn't go to consecutive finals and loses games like LeBron does. You know, he goes to the finals and he loses. And this is no knock on the guy. Right now they're up 88-78. They're probably going to come away with this one. It's 6:45 left in the quarter, the fourth quarter, you know, but...
We did not start this podcast to trash on LeBron.
No.
but as much as I would love to, we don't have to keep talking about it.
No. I respect LeBron heavy, right? I mean, you guys obviously heard that I respected him in a lot of different regards. He could be MVP candidate every year, all these different things. But he's not a Russell Westbrook type of character. If he had Russell Westbrook mentality, people would probably say he's better than Jordan. You know, I mean, people are already saying he's better than Jordan, but that's not the case. But people maybe have a strong argument.
Yeah. Speaking of, just go on a transition right now. Jazz Thunder is also playing right now. As of right now, second quarter, minute ago in the half. And Thunder's down by 6. It's 51-45. OKC
is leading that.
OKC is leading that series 1-0. Yeah. As far as Russell fucking Westbrook.
Dude's a beast, man.
Another triple-double season.
The guy's another one. I mean, the guy. I mean, you know, it was hilarious, though. Like, you know, I'm a huge Carmelo fan because, you know, I rep the Knicks, you know, and, you know, he came from the Knicks. It was so funny hearing this guy talk about Carmelo. He talk about, like, how Russell Westbrook steals. He steals the rebounds. Yeah, so it's like, here you come for the rebound. And a little... Carmelo Anthony, he was saying Russell Westbrook steals rebounds. So here you are going to get this rebound, and here comes Russell Westbrook flying out of nowhere, just going to grab the rebound from you. And you're just like, yo, bro, same team, bro. Same team.
He just grabs some Red Bull. He just grabs some Red Bull real quick, and he like,
Same team. But no, I mean, not for nothing. I mean, it's a huge accomplishment. The fact that he did it, I don't care how hard he tried to do it. Now, NBA, there's way more possessions than in, you know, the game a long time ago. The, you know, Mike D'Antoni probably pushed the whole 7 seconds or less, and now that's even probably, I think I read somewhere that that'd be like Mike D'Antoni's speed on games would be like 22nd in the NBA if he was doing what he was doing on the Suns. So that just goes to show that games progress far. And yeah, you get the ball much more in your hands, so you're gonna get rebounds, you're gonna get assists, you're gonna be able to score points. Yeah. So I think it's kind of hard to gauge what these guys are doing now versus what they're doing with what they did in the past, but still impressive enough. The guy is the first player in NBA history to do back-to-back triple doubles since Oscar Robertson only did it once.
But yeah, man, no, nobody, I mean, no one has ever done this in history, back-to-back season.
I mean, is it fair to put Russell Westbrook already in like the top? Yeah, yes. Right. I mean, like, he has to be, right?
He's like one of my top guards in the game. Top guards ever.
He has to be the best player right now that hasn't won a championship.
Absolutely.
Like he has to. Like, as arguably, at least, he's better than he's. And I was a big fan of Barkley. I love Barkley, but he's better. You know, I mean, he's a different player, but just his mentality. I mean, he'd be on the scale of Jordan if he was had that team around him and if he was able to win games. He just doesn't have that same scale or team around him right now. The Jazz are up 53-46 on halftime. Malcolm Mitchell, oof, that guy is just so good.
He's a beast too. I did want to talk about him. Rookie, Donovan Mitchell. If you guys haven't heard by now,
he's my rookie of the year.
I don't know what you're listening to. If you haven't heard that by now, you obviously don't watch basketball. But and I think he also won a couple of the you know, skills award challenges too in the All-Star weekend. Yep. It's crazy. I mean, he's leading this team as a rookie, bro. It's crazy. But yeah, special talent. He'll be around for a very long time. I did want to talk about some of these other games. We had mentioned the Sixers and the Heat,
right?
A little earlier, and Sixers are just like they're that next team up. I've seen it ever since. I mean, I've kind of sort of foresaw this when, you know, Embiid was back and healthy, ready to go. He with what he did last season, he was able to accomplish a lot. But now he's like he's full set ready, and I kind of saw this coming. Ben Simmons, and all these guys, man, they're really doing it, and it's crazy because, all right, so I went to Penn State, and I'm from that. I live some of my life in that Pennsylvania atmosphere. Philly is crazy.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I love Philadelphia. Crazy. I mean, they've got amazing fans. Also, I'm not gonna say how. I could say some other characteristic about them, but I mean, they've got very passionate fans, and
they're very, very passionate.
Good for them to finally have, you know, it's their year. It seems like it's their year, you know.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. I was just talking to one of my boys about Philly and their teams, and, you know, the Eagles just won Super Bowl, and you got the Sixers in the playoffs. We also had, I think, Villanova. They just won the freaking national championship.
Exactly, yeah.
They're just outside of Philadelphia. Yep. And so, like, it's just crazy time for Philly. And who knows? They could probably have another parade. Would that be the first time there's two parades in 1 year? Maybe?
It would have to be. I mean, they haven't won. This is their first time winning the NFL. I mean, I don't want to say it has to be. Maybe they've done so in baseball or something, and neither one of us are watch baseball so much. Maybe we gotta invite a baseball.
Well, see, like, I mean, Eagles never done that till they did until this year, and I mean, the Phillies, yeah, they probably they definitely had their parade when they won, but I don't think there was anything else in that year. Sixers been pretty trash for ever since the last time they were good was with Allen Iverson, so. I don't think Philly's never done this, obviously. Right. So this is they're just on a high right now, bro.
Man, last time they were good was probably when Andre Iguodala was there by himself, and people thought Andre Iguodala was just gonna be that next player, like a LeBron James. You know, Andre Iguodala is kind of like a mini LeBron. He just never was able to put it all together like LeBron, but he's able to do so much for you. I mean, and he's really helping the Warriors right now. I mean, they had him starting at point guard last game.
Dude, Andre is clutch, bro. He's just a clutch. He's a clutch guy. In his age too. He does what's needed for him. He comes off the bench. He'll start. It doesn't matter. He'll guard. He plays D. He's your every role type of guy that you want. And he's just kind of been doing that. But it's like it's been. I guess the most significant on the Warriors.
Right. I mean, because he's had to play such a smaller role.
Yeah.
I mean, and they just smacked around the Spurs. I don't see the Spurs winning one game, you know, without. And Kawhi's not coming back. They already said that they don't expect him to come back, which is another conundrum. I mean, the Kawhi, all this Kawhi news, you know, I mean, they were also saying that they weren't going to trade him. But they got to get something for him, right? I think Kawhi is done with this team. It appears to be, at least. And what's crazy is, I mean, we saw LaMarcus Aldridge say he wanted to be traded last year. And the only reason why he didn't get traded is because Popovich basically said, look, we're not going to trade you. You know, like, you're too good. We're not going to trade you. Like, just sit. You know, like, pop a squat. We're not trading you. We're not going to care about you. What can I do better? And this was actually Popovich's first time actually doing this with any player. He's never done this with any player. He's never sat down a player and said, what can I do better? Maybe him with Kawhi, maybe Kawhi's just like, you never even done that to me. You know, like I'm this mute of a player. I can't show my personality. No player on this person gets to show their personality.
And maybe I don't think Kawhi really has like a big personality.
We have no idea.
Okay, but I mean, I guess the whole Spurs team is kind of bland, right?
If you watch, if you watch Bleacher Report's what's that show that they come out with? They do like the Walking Dead, you know? They do like a spin of a Walking Dead. That's insane, man. For like, they are the walkers.
I think I've seen the animated, right? The animated ones.
Not The Walking Dead, the Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yes, I saw that.
Yeah. It's Winter's Cubby, Kawhi's, you know, but it's not anymore because they're not that team anymore, and they're just, I don't know, it's sad because loved the Spurs in the past,
If you know Game of Thrones and you're familiar with basketball, watch that clip. Find it on YouTube. It's hilarious. Just look up Game of Thrones NBA on YouTube, bro. It's funny. It's an little animated thing. But I did want to also talk about. Let's talk a little bit about just real quickly. Let's go over these last couple of teams. Boston and the Bucks, Kyrie and the injuries, and all the injuries that Boston has faced is kind of crazy. I was really looking forward to see Kyrie in the playoffs. To be honest, for me, Boston's just not. It's not the same watching them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they were able to still put together out a win, and right now, I mean, they're still a team that you still have to fear. I mean, you got to give them that respect. Danny Ainge has always put together a good team. You know, regardless if they're healthy or whatever the case is. So I definitely give them that respect as much as I don't like to because I'm a Knicks fan and I hate the Celtics. But at the same time, I mean, you know, they don't have Gordon Hayward. I mean, they don't have Kyrie Irving.
They don't. And you know what was fascinating? What's fascinating is that they're up two games in the series. I mean, it's granted, right? It's against the Bucks, but
it's against the Bucks. I mean, the Bucks is one of these upcoming teams, supposedly. Right. And maybe this is why you might see Giannis leave, you know, kind of like how, yeah, he might have to leave, kind of like how LeBron did, because they're just not putting enough pieces around him, it seems. It doesn't seem like they're surrounding him with enough pieces, kind of like Anthony Davis as well. He's another player that kind of has that hard time, but Anthony Davis, I feel like, might be a little bit further along in his regression as far as helping.
We'll see. I mean, sometimes these players want to hold out and see what kind of, you know, the office is going to do about bringing some better players. And sometimes most times most front offices do a good job with that. Most times they don't as well. So, but we'll see. next team I did Toronto and Drake. I think Toronto and Drake. Toronto and the Wizards. I do want to talk about Drake though. But that's fine.
We're gonna bring him up in the Marcus Grant interview.
Yeah, we do bring him up later on. But Raptors and the Wizards, Toronto's up 2-0. They actually became the number one seed, which is crazy. I know they did really well last year, too. But this year, they just kind of surpassed people's expectations still.
59-23.
Yeah. I don't see them really passing the first round, but we'll see.
Really? I mean, you don't think of beating the Wizards?
No, sorry. The second round. I don't see them going past the second round.
I got them winning the East.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, let's see. I would hope that they do beat the Cavs. So,
we'll see. Yeah, I got them one in these.
Okay. And with that being said, we do want to transition over this to our great interview with Marcus Grant, NFL analyst of the NFL Network. We had him on the show. We recorded it already, so we're just going to play the playback. All right, hello everybody. We got Marcus Grant on the call with us as a special guest. And he is an NFL analyst for NFL Network. And we're happy to have him. What's going on, Marcus?
Oh, doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you for coming. Of course, we got myself and the Prophet Hussein. We're going to be have a little laid-back conversation, ask some questions. And if you don't know, this show is going to be more based on a little bit music, hip-hop, as well as some sports entertainment, fantasy included. And we're just going to run with it.
All right, cool.
So we're going to start off with some music first, and we're going to roll over to some of the entertainment stuff on the fantasy side. But I do want to talk about Drake. Recently, he just became, I think, the first to have his number one hit for 10 weeks in a row on the billboards. And most recently, I know that he just replaced that number one with his new hit. But he basically just passed himself on number one. And, you know, it's a cool feat. I want to know also, you know, any of your thoughts on that? And then I also want to talk about him and Toronto Raptors. But do you have anything to say about, you know, what he's done for that at least?
You know, it's been amazing just kind of watching his career. I mean, you know, going from the dude on Degrassi to being like the biggest thing in the music industry, or one of the biggest things in the music industry. You know, so props to him for being able to do that. And to do that, I think, in a way that he has been hard to define. I mean, I guess people call him a rapper and talk about him as a rapper, but he really kind of does so much more than that. And so I think it's hard to pigeonhole him into one thing. And so that's, I think, helped his appeal. And it helped him find a broad-based audience. And on top of it, I mean, he's just really making dope stuff. So, you know, props to him for kind of being that multi-talented guy and being able to do everything. I've always appreciated in my life people who can be multi-talented, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, sports, music, entertainment, whatever it is. Those multi-talented people have always really appealed to me. And Drake really falls into that category.
Yeah, I think... it's funny. Do you think he'd be this talented or this hardworking if he was tied down to a woman? I mean, because it's almost all coming, I think, because he's not tied down. He has all this time for his work. And it shows in his songs and he writes about it.
You trying to get me in trouble? Come on, man. you know, I don't know. I really don't. Like, but I do think kind of having that, I think having some sort of, I won't say turmoil, but just having a part of your life that you haven't filled, whatever void that is, I do think lends itself toward art and toward creativity, because I think there's that, you know, whatever it's that, the uncertainty, the frustration, the pain, whatever it is, I think it comes out in what you do. And I think whatever it is, whether it's, you know, writing a book or making a movie or doing music or just anything you do, I think being able to channel that feeling, that emptiness or whatever it is, you sense it, you feel it in the sincerity. I mean, I think it's part of the reason, you know, when Beyonce did Lemonade or when Jay-Z did 444, part of the reason those things were so good is because you really did get the sense of their personal pain and their emotion in that. And I think a lot of that, I think maybe that applies to Drake as well. I mean, look, whether or not you love Taylor Swift, part of the thing, you know about Taylor Swift is the fact that all her songs or half of her songs seem to be about ex-boyfriends, right? And it connected with people. I think there's something to that.
Absolutely. As well as like almost every other country song out there. But, you know, people, I mean, it's part of human nature. I mean, we got to turn a negative into a positive, and they've just, you know, substantially done that. And so, I mean, obviously, it's definitely good for them. It's cool. What say you, Hussein? Hoos, we got you, buddy.
Who's him?
All right. We might have lost him, but it's cool. So I also want to talk about, have you seen any at all of the playoffs and Drake and you know, obviously floor seats at the Raptors games at all?
I haven't actually watched a full game, but yeah, I've seen play. Look, we know Drake is the world's biggest sports fanboy, and it's not just one. I know the Raptors are his team because he's from there, but yeah, we've seen him hanging out with with the Kentucky Wildcats, with you name it, whoever is hot.
Drake's a fan.
Drake is probably going to be there, right? Exactly.
Drake is. Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. Drake is kind of a fan, you know. And sorry about the. I actually had this on mute, guys. Sorry about that. I probably had, you know, 1-2 cocktails on. It's a vibe too many. But what I'm saying is. Yeah, right. But what was really cool, I think, is the fact that, okay, Drake's getting all his notoriety, but what about Kendrick getting a Pulitzer Prize? I mean, what a Pulitzer Prize. The first hip-hop artist ever. And a lot of guys are, a lot of writers, a lot of composers are actually giving him props and saying that this is due. And I'm with you, Marcus. I mean, how do we label Drake a rapper when he sings on most of his records? And now we have, you know, we got Kendrick that... he's putting it down, right? I mean, he's putting out these Pulitzer Prize winners. I mean, he just won a Grammy for best album, you know, his hip hop album. He probably should have won for best album, period, right? I mean, the guy is that on topic. He's that in tune with everything. And I mean, I just look at Kendrick and I look at Drake, and
they're not the same people.
No shade to Drake, but I mean, I don't know. I'll just say no shade to Drake.
they're not the same people. I mean, we can't call Drake a rapper. He's just an artist, a creative artist. That's really what he's kind of labeled as. That's what I'm going to label him as. I mean, Kendrick is a rapper. J. Cole's a rapper. You know, Jay-Z, obviously. You know, all these other rappers, they're rappers. But Drake, we can't call Drake a rapper.
Drake is good at it. He is good when he wants to choose to do it. It's just that he doesn't do it for a full album. He doesn't give us a full album of what he is clearly capable of doing. He's clever, he's smart, he's Jay-Z-esque, but he can't give us a Jay-Z rap album. He's giving us songs, he's making me want to cry, he makes me want to curl up in a pillow sometimes.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, if you want to get in touch with your emo side, man, throw on some Drake, you know, turn the lights down, you know, and just kind of have yourself a good sob, like, you know, and look, I'm not knocking it. Like, there's a place for all that. I mean, 100%, yeah. 100%. When you talk about, you know, him versus say Kendrick, you know, like Kendrick is doing things. Obviously, you know, the last couple albums, you know, Pimp a Butterfly and all that stuff. Right. Damn, even you kind of had that. You know, obviously you had that emotion, you had that feeling. You also had a little bit of that social commentary in there. And that's kind of, I think, maybe a big difference there. But I think you know, we're learning. We're seeing now all these rappers and all these artists being more well-rounded. I mean, look, I showed up to work on Wednesday morning. I pulled up my Twitter feed. The first thing I see Bernie Sanders out here quoting Cardi B about
yes, social security, I saw that too.
I mean, that's a perfect segue.
Seriously, what is going on here, man?
The culture, it's crazy.
It's a perfect segue. I mean, it's definitely culture vulture life. Now, I mean, I don't even say culture vulture. I love it. I'm not much of to say that's culture vulture. You know,
I very much, you know, I invited Professor Chris out to a Cardi B show that my company was actually doing. And this was before Cardi B was becoming Cardi B. And she had to cancel on us. And I understand that she did. She actually gave us her money back. So that was really cool of her. She was not she was Cardi B, but she was just like, just had Bodak Yellow out. She's not who she was. She just week after week after week, she just became huger. And we kind of missed out on the opportunity. Sorry, Professor Chris. I know you were looking forward to that. That was a Super Bowl party, actually. We were trying to host, but that didn't happen. We got our money back, though. So shout out to Cardi B for getting our money back. Yeah, I mean, Cardi B, she is on fire right now. She's an artist that is brand new. She's pregnant. She is taking the culture by storm, and everyone knows about her. No matter who you are and where you're from, you know about Cardi B.
Can I just say, you know, Bernie Sanders just always been down. He's always been down. I mean, it's crazy. He's always been active in the civil rights movements and everything. And I don't know. I feel like I would want to have a beer with that guy. I would so want to have a beer with that guy. It would be so cool. You know.
See, I think what would happen is you would sit down and you would order a beer, and Bernie would get like an Arnold Palmer, like a lemonade or something like that.
Yeah, that might be at least on his side.
And it's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to be mad at him for that. You know, like, I might be a little upset.
No, I don't think you're allowed.
If you're Killer Mike, how do you feel, though, right? Because you stand hard for Bernie during the election. And now he's out here. Killer Mike.
Love Killer Mike. Shout out to Killer Mike, man. Where's your album, buddy?
I guess to move on, I do want to touch a bit on Drake and sports again, because I know we got a little bit cut off. Hoos, it's okay. I know you were disconnected. You got back. But Drake is, and I, just to piggyback on what you said, man, he is a fan. He's like the biggest fanboy. He has probably every jersey in his house of every team in this country. And Toronto, Canada. Sometimes I feel like it's for show that he's at these Toronto games. But whatever, I mean, he's from there. All right. So one thing I did want to say too, he was talking a lot of smack in the last game to the players, and like, I don't know, it's like if he feels he just has a right to.
Owner.
I kind of watch him do that, right? And like, he's had a habit of it. I can't remember who it was. Was it? I don't think it was Dwayne Wade. But there's somebody like he was kind of messing around and sort of like grabbed somebody's jersey or like something like that, right? Yeah. Like, I get it. You want to floss and you want to be courtside and you want to hang out with all these dudes. But sometimes I feel like he could be a habitual line stepper when it comes to.
Definitely.
He's definitely. It's crazy. Like, you are not the coach, Drake. You are a part of the audience, man. I know you're used to having.
It's like he watched a lot of film of those night Pacers Knicks. Games when like Spike Lee and Reggie Miller would be
in it. He's like, I gotta be that. Like, I mean, but true or false, is he not making that picture where he's like leaning in while Kobe and LeBron are guarding each other? Is that better or worse without him? I think it's better.
I do think it's better.
I mean, he's a part of history now.
He is part of history, but I mean, it's sort of funny in the sense that like, I don't know. I think we always look at celebrities like this, especially rappers or what have you, right? And we always think that they're just naturally just cool, right? Like, they're always cool. Like, they always know what's going on. And then you see Drake get around some of these athletes and stuff, and he's like any one of us. Like, oh my God, Kobe Bryant. Like, the lady's just kind of.
Yes. He's a fanboy. Like, he's a fanboy.
These dudes will be totally cool, right? Like, they're used to hanging out with celebrities and athletes and stuff like that, but then like he gets around him and he gets kind of goofy and he just turns it's like he's like being a 12-year-old kid or something.
He's Spike on crack, like he's Spike on Red Bull and crack and whatever other paraphernalia that is induces like
it's funny,
I don't know, optimism and excitement. It's cool.
I had to pull up that pic of that one that you just said with Kobe and LeBron, and you just see Drake, and he's sitting next to Spike Lee, like, and he's just smiling hard, you know,
ear to ear.
He gets up later and he's just like all in the photo, like clapping. Yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, you know, he's clearly in the photo. But I love it. I think it's a great moment for the culture.
I mean,
for the culture.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Is there anything you wanted to end on that subject, Marcus? Or are you good?
No, I mean, other than it's kind of fun to watch. I would be curious to see, you know, at some point he's from Toronto. Is he gonna start riding for the Blue Jays?
Right.
You
know, right. See him,
of course. You know, he has the jersey. The jersey's in his closet.
Sitting behind the bench and stuff like that. Like, I want to see him, like, you know, drop the first puck at a Maple Leafs game or something like that. Ride for all your hometown teams, man.
Right, that makes sense.
I would not be surprised. but yeah, just to transition now. Man, there's a lot of things I do want to, like, have involved in this show. But for this interview's purpose and because of your expertise in fantasy, we got to at least have some discussion about some sports and football. But I think we're gonna switch it up, or maybe not football, but just sports in general, fantasy sports. We might switch it up, keep it still music, but we are gonna create an old school and a new school team, Hoos and I, of artists. And we need you to let let us know who would win in this matchup, in this fantasy matchup.
Ooh, all right.
All right. So I prepared my list before the show. I have Team New School, and that's only because, you know, my right hand man is a little older than me, so I'm gonna let him keep his old school.
I'm on your side of the room, so it's cool. Don't worry about it.
I hope that's not right.
So let the new school guy go first. We'll let the newbie guy go first. Since, you know, these new school guys are very overzealous, right, Marcus? Overzealous. So let's give him the floor.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my old school, too. I just, you know, out of respect of you, Hoos, I did this.
Yeah, respect. Sounds great.
So, of course, I got the new school. I'm going to have my quarterback, my two running backs, two wide receivers, and a tight end. Like I said, I just did this before the show, so bear with me. But, you know, I got to have the franchise player, Drake, as my quarterback. Right? Okay. Then I'm going to go to I think I'm going to have Kendrick as my running back.
Kendrick. Okay.
All right. All right, so now this guy's a sleeper. You might not know his name, but you will. Joyner Lucas is my
Running back. Now, I know that guy. I'm not that old.
He's my sleeper. And then for my final positions at wide receiver, I know this is a little bit iffy. I might be crossing a borderline with this, but Chris Brown has to be one of my wide receivers.
Chris Brown? He's not a rapper.
He doesn't rap,
but he's not a rapper.
Okay, what does Drake do?
I guess. All right, there you go. Okay. All right.
So, Chris Brown is one of my wide receivers, and for my other wide receiver, it has to be J. Cole.
J. Cole. Okay.
All right. Okay.
I can dig it.
And then as a tight end. Again, this is an unpopular name. He could be the next sleeper as well. He's from Brooklyn. Elijah the Boy. Marcus, I will send you some sample songs.
Please
so that you know, at least you know you have
never
some
insight.
You have some insight. I'll send it to you too.
Guy's a bum.
Okay.
All right. So that's my squad. Is just to say it again: Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole. Joyner Lucas, Chris Brown, and Elijah the Boy that I will send you later.
So all right, here's how you lose. You've already given me
you know,
goats. Like you already know who I'm naming.
You know what, Marcus? You don't even have to give us the answer right now. You can wait.
I'll give Marcus the chance to name my team because he already knows. Marcus, who's my quarterback one? You already know.
What, you going Hove with
of the course. Spot? Why not? Okay. I mean, Hove, you know, we're probably going to go, you went Kendrick, running back. I'm going to go, you know, the guy that's just going to never stop,
you know, and can possibly vulture some touchdowns from Hove. You know, I mean, he, you know, I'll say Cam, you know, I'll put Hove in a Cam position, but a guy that's going to vulture some touchdowns is definitely going to be Nas. Nas is going to vulture some touchdowns. Nas is going to—he just closed a deal. You know, he's just sold the company for like $1 billion.
Now, granted, the room's already getting.
It wasn't his company, but he still made like, you know, like $200,000 off of it. You know, so still cool, right?
I already feel the pressure with just those.
So who are we going with wide receivers? It's not fair because I got Marcus on my side.
I mean, so far the new school team. I mean, I'll say this about the new team. I would have probably put Kendrick at the quarterback spot and just let him kind of run things. I would have moved Drake to the running back and used him sort of like a Le'Veon Bell, where he could do a lot of different things.
This is true. And he's got that patient flow. He's got that patient, you know, that, you know, he's going to come in, but you never know when he's going to just hit you hard, right? And so maybe I'll just put Hove at OC. You know, Hove's offensive coordinator. You know, Hove's number zero, you know, so we can't really put Hove like in the game. You know, he's got enough. He's like Belichick. You know what I mean? He's a coach. You know, he's got all the tools to the game. You know, I'm going to probably put as my wide receiver two. I'm going to show some age right here. I might have to go Beanie Siegel. I don't know. Or Jadakiss or Fab. I don't know. Oh, I think I'm going to go Fab.
I told you to have this list ready. I told
you. Nah, man, this is too hard for me, man.
You can't tell me some points.
This is Fab. Fab is my wide receiver one, and Jade is my wide receiver two. That's how we going with this. How you feel about
I think the one maybe edit
that I would have made there is, I know you said you had Hove as kind of like your OC. I think I'd leave Hove at quarterback. I think he's fine there. The guy I would put at OC would be Dre.
Okay.
He's like, he was okay as a player, but as the guy who kind of coordinated and orchestrated everything, like that's where his fire was.
I can roll with that. You know, we're rolling with that. And right now, how you feeling? How are you feeling, Jules?
he's helping your team. He's helping your lineup. So that's the point.
You painted us old dudes. You painted suggestions, old dudes.
I was trying to get you, you know, to switch your Kendrick and your Drake. Right. You know, I was like, make some lineup edits on your side too. I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to keep even. Right.
Okay. All right. So for tight end, I'm gonna go with. Are we allowed to go with dead guys or no? Because that's just cheating.
I feel like you had old school, right? Everybody.
You should. Yeah, it's fine.
I mean,
they're fair game.
Gotta be my tight end. I mean, come on, you can't stop the guy. Biggie Smalls, I mean, he got to be my tight end. He's my Gronk. I mean, you can't stop him in the red zone. He's dropping that heat. He's dropping that hypnotize. He's dropping the biggest records. He's scoring touchdowns. He's going to be in my red zone, killing the game, crushing all these old school guys. These younger guys don't even respect the God.
All right, just finish it.
Okay.
Man.
All right. So who do I got left here? I got what? My kicker or something? Who do we have left?
No. That's it. We're just quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end.
Okay. So I got one more running back. I'm going to give this to Marcus, actually.
Ooh.
Wow.
The running back spot.
The curveball.
I know, right? Like, I got to shoot, man. I got to start thinking about where I'm going with this. See, you know, here's the thing. I think a sneaky running back would be, like, Q-Tip, right? Like, that dude just he's smooth.
I love it.
He does a lot of different things. He's versatile, waiting. But, like, no, you,
I love it.
He's, like, he's that running back that's sitting around there in the third round of your draft. You're like, wait, why is he still
Q-tip
here?
Like, that's there. You're like, wait, Q-Tip's right here staring at me.
Wait, he's still here? Oh, yeah.
What's going on? Is he injured? No? He's healthy? They're just dropping an album tomorrow?
I'm a little disappointed. I was waiting for that name to come up.
Well, that's what we got Marcus on for, man. We got the expert on.
I appreciate that. Good call, Marcus. All right, so you don't have to give your answer right now because I'm scared for myself. So
I think kind of hurt yourself was going with, you know, a couple like unknowns or something like that, you know, like
yeah, you want some sleepers.
No, I
Maybe Elijah the Boy is that next Heat, right? Like maybe he's that next Hall of Famer.
Maybe. He's definitely not.
A whole lot, you know. Rookie tight ends take a little while to get seasoned.
It's okay. Right. I mean, look, I had new school. I wanted to come with a surprise. What am I looking for? What am I looking for? I'm gonna send you, don't go chasing waterfalls. I'm gonna send you everything you need, and who knows? In like 5 years, you'll probably be like, Nah, who still won? But it's okay. It's cool.
Like, it'll be fun to look back on this particular show 5 years.
Right. Exactly. But I do have some praise for these new guys. I'll definitely send you some of that music so you can listen to it. Unless Marcus, you want to give a true winner? I think you already picked it.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was just trying to be nice to you. I mean, yeah, do you really want him to make you cry right now?
He let me down gently. He's
letting all the people that, all those amazing artists that are listening to the show right now, because they love to tune into, you know, it's a vibe, it's a new show, they have to tune into us, right? So they're listening right now, and they're just like, they're agreeing, right? They might add us on Twitter, you know? They might add us on Twitter. We'll see.
They might. Did we lose Marcus?
We may have. I'm sure he's probably just lingering around. Probably be back shortly.
His name is still on the call.
Maybe he had like a thing or something. I don't know.
Can we call him back? Can we call him back? Okay, he just hung up. All right, so call him back. I knew I was gonna be vulnerable in the two spaces that I've named unpopular names. I knew.
Well, I think what you did there is you were just trying to be different. Yeah.
I am. I'm gonna tag those dudes in the post on Instagram. So
and that's cool.
You have to listen.
No, we're gonna tag Aaron all of these fuckers.
Hello. Gotcha. Can you guys hear me? Hello.
Marcus.
Hey.
What's up?
You got me?
Yes.
Hey, I don't know what happened. I could hear you guys the whole time. I don't know where I went, but whatever.
Yeah, we actually didn't hear it probably the last maybe 5 minutes, I guess.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we were just talking ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, so I think one of the last things I was trying to look for a response from you was if you felt like choosing a winner, or do you want to give it time,
Chris.
What say?
Yeah, no, I think who's wins just basically because he's got more production from more spots. But I think I think your top level guys are fire. I mean, between Drake and Kendrick, J. Cole, like those dudes, they're gonna put up numbers. They will do numbers, right? You don't quite have depth just yet.
I knew I was gonna be weak.
You should have threw Cardi B in there.
Well, it wasn't a lingerie women's football fantasy team.
Hey, give her more respect than that.
Marcus, if there's any, final, I guess for our show's purposes, any final plugs you want to, plug in for yourself, whether it's social media or anything you have going on.
Man, I'm all over the place, man. I'm on Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram. Generally, just search, Marcus G, MarcasG, and you'll find me in one of those. I'm in more places than I probably legally should be, but we're still doing the podcast once a week. You can find that on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you find things to plug into your ear holes. And then a heads up, Tuesday, May 1st, we will be back on NFL Network for a special post-draft NFL Fantasy Live show. So keep an eye out for that. Tuesday, May 1st, it'll be the Tuesday right after the draft. We'll do a whole show about, the new draft picks and what they mean for fantasy.
You heard it there, guys. Tune into that. Good stuff.
And we're back. We're going to wrap this up. But before we go, I do want to have a segment where we just kind of give our final thoughts, whether it's a big fuck you or something irking you or you want to give a shout out, blah, blah, blah. Anything you saw on social media, we want to present it on the table right now. What's on your mind, bro?
Hey, man, I've been thinking about this for some time now. It's breaking my heart. Nikki Bella. She broke up with John Cena. She called their off their engagement. And Brie Bella will also, she'll always have a special place in her heart for John Cena. So, I mean, I like to give a special fuck you of the week to Nikki Bella. How dare you? You said you was always going to love this motherfucker and you just leave the dude like this? I mean, come on. I mean, I know it's television and it's entertainment and it's probably fake as shit. It's folk. But hey, come on, man. I believed you. I wanted to buy into you, Nikki Bella, but you just broke my man's heart. Come on. That's not cool. Like, I definitely got to send my fuck you of the week to her. Because John Cena, like, I got my little man crush on him. He's a guy that I've always loved. John Cena's
the man, dog.
He's the fucking dude. How can you not love John Cena? You know what I mean? Nikki Bella, why would you do that?
Very start of this shit. Fuck what you went through. Fuck what you been through. Fuck where you going. Fuck who's scared of you. Fuck if you get fed time. Fuck your flip. Fuck your block. Matter of fact, fuck your block. Fuck who you pulled out on.
This was everywhere this week, too. I just felt like, you know, it was public, you know, the unexpected breakup. You know, John took to social media on multiple occasions with quotes to allude that they split up. Yeah, I mean, this was kind of like surprising but not surprising at the same time, because you always just kind of say that, oh, this is all fake shit. But this is the one part of their life that you think is not fake, right?
You were like,
you were like, wait,
this ain't WWE? I'm not watching wrestling.
Yeah, I was like, you know, but apparently they said that it's been brewing for a while. You know, but, you know, the romance has just not been the same. But fuck you the week.
Shout out to wrestling.
Shout out to John Cena. I'm here for you, bro. Give me a call. You know, we're Eskimo brothers in a couple of different regards. But you know, I don't like to see my man hurting like that, so I have to give my man a shout out. Shout out to John.
All right. Let's cut you off. So, I do like that though. I do like how we should probably add a fuck you for both of us. But I don't have any fuck yous right now. I mean,
okay, not this week. Not this week.
I'm on some positive shit. Right. I'm gonna come hard next week though.
That's what's up.
But for now, dog, I'm just gonna end it with you know, distractions and eliminating them. And you to achieve what you want, at least you gotta, there's distractions, whatever, whether it's going out, whether it's hanging around with certain people. I mean, you can eliminate what you need to eliminate to get where you want to be. And it doesn't even, you know, even just to feel better about yourself or to get that job you want, you can make these decisions happen just based on the steps that you take. And it doesn't always have to be like, oh, like everything happens to me. No, fuck that.
Fuck that.
Like, you are in the driver's seat always.
Right.
All right. And you yourself can always do what you want to do. All right. So anyway, that's how I'm going to end this show.
You got this shit.
All right. That's it.
Yeah, got it.
I'm going to put this sexy ass outro on. And I'm going to end it like that.
Next time. We're going to hear you next time. Tell us what you loved on the show. Tell us what you didn't like on the show. Add us. We don't give a fuck. We're not NFL players. So add us all fucking day. Curse us out. Leave a great review. We're giving away a jersey. We haven't bought it yet. Pristine Auction is very nice enough to give it to us though. So even if you want a particular jersey, you know, like you want a rookie jersey, you want a AB's jersey, you want, even if you want to play basketball, it doesn't have to be football, guys. Pristine Auction does everything. They have all type of awesome memorabilia. You just go directly to their website. They have it right then and there. You put in their Sleepwire Wire Pro-Am. You know, you tell them that we sent you there. And yeah, we're also taking Pro-Am invites as well. Go to sleepwire.com and yeah, we're going to continue having awesome stuff. And then we got the website coming to you as well. It's a vibe.
Absolutely. I'm posting this up on Instagram. Follow me at jvincent_. I'm also on Twitter, jvincent_. I believe my Instagram is just jvincent, JAY Vincent. Who's, where can they find you?
Sleeper Wire Hoos. Yeah, find me at Sleeper Wire Hoos. You can find me on a Sleeper Bot app. And then, yeah, you can find me on Find me on Instagram. I'm on there as well. Just trying to be a little bit more active for you guys. So yeah, you can always at me, like I said. You know, we're always gonna be active and talk to you guys. So we've got this new podcast coming out. We got a bunch of shit for you guys. And just let us know where you want from us, and we're gonna be most interactive and have as much shit for you guys. So yeah, check us out.